Hi, this is Bobby Klein. I'm the translator and the interpreter of the I Ching. This is a New Earth I Ching, easy to understand, easy to put to use. It's an oracle, 3,000 years of wisdom wrapped up in this. So sit back, take a breath. If you've got a question in your mind, ask it. If not, just hang in and you'll get some answers. And that's what this is all about. The I Ching, they say, is the book of change, and it is, but it's also the book of answers. All right. Tune in. Drop in. You're home. Yeah. Sadness walks with me, whilst my gratitude abounds. Tears and laughter just join, man. Tears and laughter join. And that it, tears and laughter are the same thing. That's what Joni Mitchell said. We got to do that. We got to understand that there's suffering as we go through life. We all get some suffering. But we come out the other end. We come out with joy. And I think that the haiku for this week is joining with the number 21, which is our section today. Very interesting the way it all comes together. But before we go there, I just want you all to listen to my friend Leonardo Prakash. Guy sending love through his fingers, huh? Beautiful. Beautiful. Hey, Leonardo, thank you. I'm blessed to have your music here. So we come to number 21. That's what the stick said this week. Number 21 was Shishi. Biting through. Yeah, sometimes, man, we just gotta bite through it, huh? That's what the order of the day. Order of the day says, just bite through it, man. That's what we got to do. And that is what we will do. Each hexagram is made up of two trigrams, one on top of the other, and they both have a meaning. And joining together, like laughter and tears, they make sense. The trigram above talks about radiance, the power of consciousness. Yeah, but that's it. It's being awake, right? Woke, they say these days. Woke, got to be awake, huh? Got to be awake while we're doing it. Got to be awake while we're thinking. Got to be awake while we're loving. Got to be awake when we're in pain. We just got to stay awake, and that's what this says. And the lower trigram says to shake, thunder, that arising from the depths of the earth. And man, that's Gaia talking to us. You know what I'm saying? That's Gaia giving us messages, just saying, hey, please, y'all, take care of this planet. Take care of this planet, because she ain't going to take care of you unless you take care of her. And I think that's true. All that comes out in the wisdom of the I Ching. And the wisdom says this week, obstacles are no longer hidden. They are in front of you, confronting everything that you see as sacred. Judgment and punishment are appropriate. The ideas, processes, and behaviors that have previously brought you success on this path to peace of mind, to love, to abundance, everything that you thought was the way it's supposed to be, it's not anymore. They're no longer valid. The old way that you're looking at things, the old ways have become stale. They become obstacles. And man, we see that, man. What happens with greed? It becomes an obstacle, right? So right now we're saying that love itself is not an obstacle, but Your old way of looking at it is an obstacle. We got to change our way of thinking. You know, how we kind of bury those little bits of darkness that we have, our shadow side, right? We hide it, or ignore it, and maybe we hope it's going to go away, or at least we can keep it on file. But they grow in sadness. They grow in that shadow. And unless you take swift action and again return to the light, it's going to come up and bite you. It was seeming in many ways when you looked at your life that things were getting kind of easy. You didn't have to work quite so hard as you did before. Now, that is the trick of the ego. You got it? The shadow side of human existence, the shadow of the soul, right there to take you off center. Why does it do it? It just wants to keep you on the straight and narrow, being alive. Being alive, being good, being right, and treating your fellow pilgrims with great respect, no matter where they are. What level are they? Where are they? Up above you? They're down below? They're right with you? It doesn't matter, man, because we all have equanimity. And that's what we're talking about this week. The obstacles. There's a metaphor from this, from the structure of this hexagram, and it says that all of this stuff, all these obstacles are in your mouth, and you must bite through it. And it calls, it says, hey, the time for action is now while things are still ripe. Low-hanging fruit, man. The benefit is to examine each action. You know, as you examine each action, what you're going to find is that things that you thought were such a big deal just aren't when you look at them and you confront them. What was it in your way? Was it a person? Was it a process on your path? Was it something that you thought was the way it should be and it isn't that way anymore? Look at it. Dissect it. And then you can be a judge. It's your life. You can make a judgment for your life. And if it's working with you for the greater good and it's feeding you, then it can remain. If not, you must discard it. Or in many cases, you will benefit by facing it head on. It's powerful to do that, but to hit it with compassion and in your confrontation. When approached in this manner, it will lose strength and it will hold no power over you. You take away its power by confronting it. Those great big monsters, they just turn into little baby monsters when you confront them, right? This is the ancient way, you see. This is the way of the spiritual warrior, that you look at those monsters of doubt and shame and fear, and man, hit them up. They take the pain away if you do it in the right way. You see, this is the path of the warrior. The warrior in spirit, in commerce, in love, and into expanded consciousness, right? On this road to enlightenment. As you brutally examine your situation, you may find that you're being blocked by a set of rules or beliefs that no longer benefit you. Look, root out what's wrong. See if there's a wrongdoer in there. See if there's self-deception that you're lying to yourself, you know, that you kind of knew it, but you did it anyway. Now, it might be somebody close to you, or it might be something inherent in a business deal you didn't pay attention to, an agreement that you made in haste. Dig in, find it. And when you do, it will be necessary to use your strength of truth in words and actions. If you're to correct your position relative to the situation, you're going to be able to make the adjustment in your thinking. There will be things that you will need to be very firm, and you might even have to come to wrathful action. You might have to pull that sword. This is the way to deal with these obstacles in order to clear the way for that love and abundance and clarity of mind and the consciousness that you are hanging in for, right? Now look, be aware. Being nice, kind, oh, I'm so kind. Compliant, oh sure, push it over here. Or false understanding. Right now, it's not what's called for. This is the time to unleash your inner spiritual warrior. Draw your sword of truth and correctness for your own and for the greater good, for the good of your family, your relationship, your tribe, your community. To restore order, you must bite through to the heart of the matter. If you avoid an action like this, you're not going to be able to resolve anything, right? So it's just going to stay there and it'll fester, and you do not want it to fester. And I tell you, man, that's the truth. Don't let it alone, because you can start a new cycle. You know, you can take this positive, heroic action by being firm, and then you can begin a new round. You begin it with initiation. You go through it. You go through the process. You go through the ceremony. You go through the ritual. And there's no getting around this. To avoid initiation at this point would be folly, because nothing's going to happen and you're going to get deeper and deeper into it where you don't want to be. Okay, so we've got a troubling situation before us, like the earth does right now. It's what you must confront, what we must confront, in order to survive as whole, loving, kind, compassionate human beings. Benefits will only arise by jumping into the present, long-awaited initiation. Your commitment now to authenticity is there, and it's going to see you through. It's about to be tested, because this is a rite of passage. And at rites of passage, man, you go through the walls of hell and you get tested. This particular hexagram, she, he, it's calling on you to look at the inharmonious situations that you face now and with self-compassion reveal what has been hidden. Don't be afraid. Once you see it, correct the situation by applying practicality, truth. If called for, chastise or reprimand those who have strayed from the path that are not in your truth. Your community, in your tribe, there might be places that you've got to dismiss for you, so you can move on. You see, if you find it, these are the ones, these are the situations that created what has been holding your love, your process, and your compassion in bondage. And listen closely to this idea about bondage. Yeah, we've been held in bondage, but take a look. What have you been doing? Who have you held in bondage? Take a look at it. Is it a friend or a situation? Or, you know, do you have some power and you're using it and you're not using it judiciously? Take a look, because if you're holding things in bondage, they're not going to be very happy when they break out and you're going to have to face it. Look, so don't let fear hit you. You know, we say, oh, I get rid of all this stuff, I might be alone in my pursuit of the truth. Nah. Don't let that keep you from action. When you see, when you feel, or find the obstacle, eat the obstacle by confronting it one piece at a time. In this way, you'll easily spot the bright and good omens that emerge on the way to give you strength and give you resolve to bite through, to open the doors of perception. Like they say, break on through to the other side. Yeah. Okay, what is it? It's on the other side. What is there on the other side? What's happening on the other side of the river, other side of the planet? Look, the other side that is not obscured by fear, greed, and control is where your truth resides. And it is by being your authentic self that clarity can allow you to find the way to your bliss and your purpose. And that will open those doors. And there's no doubt about that. As you walk now, the shadow might come. And that's the shadow self. That's that place. You know, you might feel that you've been cheated. You might feel that you've been lied to or that you've been used. So you look at it, and it's proper that the person, the situation, is made to face the consequence. That's the way it is with life. And it's proper that you deliver said consequence. This is done with strength and delivered with compassion. And it's fair. Don't worry, that's fair. If somewhere in the back of your mind there's some doubts or discomforts, be diligent. Seek the truth through intuition and a focused discernment. Seek counsel when you must. Look behind the curtain. See what's been placed over the truth. Raise the curtain. Do not hold any uncomfortable feelings of disharmony that your initiation is trying to bring to the forefront. You know the difference between right and wrong. This is the correct time to use your strength to discover and to bring forth what has been hidden or unsaid. This is the way you remove these obstacles. These are the way that you get to where you can come back to harmony. You know, look at your position. You might be facing a possibility that your position in a personal way or a business way or in your social relationships could collapse and much would be lost. But don't let yourself be controlled by the fear of the future, the fear of not being liked by a group or certain individuals whose opinion you thought mattered. It's your opinion of you that matters. Do what you must to maintain your dignity, of course, and yet go to your highest standards of integrity. Reformation is in order. Do not act from fear. Do not act from anger, because you lose. As you awaken, you're going to do what must be done. You'll walk the walk. You'll talk it and you'll walk it. Look, it might be that there's something going on that you can't see it. It's happening in the background in some way. So things that might have been purposely hidden from you, and that happens. Could be in your business that there's something divisive going on. Could be in your relationship. It could be in a friendship or situations that you're on. Take a look. Trust what you do. Look, in a relationship, you might find something's covering up an action that's been done in the shadows, or it may be projecting a drama from their dark side onto you. And that happens, you know. People will say, you're this, you're that, you know, this is who you are. Man, they're talking about themselves, right? It makes them blind to the truth. That greed and love are seemingly at two different ends of the spectrum. They're not. They both can blind you to the truth. And now's the time to go within. Now's the time to go within. The place to go within and to find solace and to find comfort in what it is that you must do, where it is that you must go, and who it is that you must be, and who it is that you will show what is there. And you will go without fear. You will go with love. And that's what it's about, going with love. That's the truth. Yeah, take a walk. Yeah, there's Leonardo talking with his fingers, huh? Beautiful. All right. So you've gone within. You've asked for guidance. So now be quiet. Listen. When you're asking for guidance, ask for it and then be quiet. And that voice will come to you. It's the voice of wisdom. We've all got it. And it's all there for you. If your intent is proper, all will be resolved and your strength will rise up when you're operating from your and for the communal greater good. Fear and doubt will no longer have a hold on you. Don't be afraid of it. There is fear, there is doubt, there is shame, but don't let it get you, see? By taking action and biting through what is untrue, biting through what is unfair, standing strong for integrity and correctness. Man, feel that. How does that feel? You will enter into a blessed union with the forces of compassion and love that are omnipresent and they're within your grasp. It's there. It's simple. It's there. It's holding the space there that you can reach into, this energetic that we all share on Earth at this time of joining with the ones who are our fellows in the vision of a new way of being, a new way of thinking, new ways of governing, new ways of economy. Call it a new Earth, if you will. But that's where you live in the knowing that we are all one people. And this small, beneficial, beautiful rock, that's us floating in space for the entire universe to see. We're naked. You can bet we're being looked at. In this, we become the example on how to live in harmony with our truth, with each other. We all become beneficial beings. We're moving toward the light of living consciously with one another according to the concepts of compassion and kindness. Yeah, this hexagram is speaking to us about initiation into the cosmic union. It's like we say, there's a train coming, man. Get ready. Take the train. Get rid of your baggage and get on board. Tell it like it is, Leonardo. All right. As we open up to the lessons this week, or to the advice that we're getting from the Oracle, 3,000 years of wisdom is there. Pay attention. Adjust it so it works for you. Somebody else's truth is not all your truth, but there's some of it there. So take what you will and leave the rest. There's other pilgrims coming on the path. Don't pick from the whole tree. Just let it be. You're ripe now. You're ready, right? So this beautiful love train is coming, right? This is where we teach peace. This is where, if we want love, we be that love, right? If we want to live in a higher state of consciousness, we got to be it. We got to work for it. And that's it. All right. Oh, I've got to tell you that, I've mentioned a few times, and I'll be mentioning it next week. You're going to get the announcement just a bit before we take reservations for the retreat for the Archaeology of the Soul in Big Sur at Esalen, probably the most beautiful place on Earth. We're all going to join together and find our way together as we open up together and we join. Sure, we're one people and we can support each other, and that's what happens, and that's what we're looking for. So it's going to be May 16th to the 20th. It's going to be beautiful. You'll be able to make a reservation before you can actually book it for a month after you get the information. And then you're going to be first on the list to be able to pay for your time there. And all includes incredible food. I mean, really good food. Beautiful places to sleep, a beautiful campus to walk on. And the hot springs are beyond reality. There's hot springs that hang out over the sea. And that's where you go and rest and recover. And we're going to do some walking. We're going to do some meditation. We're going to do some learning. So be there. You can also get a great massage there. There's very talented people working it. So give thought to all of this and just be the one that you wish for, right? Like the Hopi elders said, you are the one that you've been waiting for. And that's the truth. All right, my darling friends, all right. As we go now, we leave you with these words from the Yucatan, the Mayan words that say, "In la kesha la kin, I am the other you. And I like it that way. Yes, I do." Namaste, my brothers. Stay the course. Namaste, my sisters. Be the bright light that you've brought into this world. I send you all the love I can possibly muster as I record down here at the 20th parallel, in the beauty of warm breezes and warm sands. And I say again, in la kesha la kin, I am the other you. And you know, I like it that way. Yes, I do. Namaste, y'all. Something special. There's going to be some special guests at this retreat coming up. This man that you're listening to, Leonardo Prakash, he's going to come for a concert. Mind-blowing. This incredible woman who's a DJ, Cassia. She's going to be there and going to bring some music, and we're going to dance and we're going to play. You know, just take a second. When was the last time you really played? We're going to do it. When's the last time you told somebody your story? When's the last time you danced? When's the last time you sang? Right, see about that. When's the last time you heard somebody else's story? Yeah, that's what we're doing, and that's where we're going, because this is what the human condition is about. You know, people ask me, they say, hey, Klein, what about your practice? Well, what's it about? You know, they might not know me. They might just have an idea. They say, what is it about? And I can only answer with this. I said, bottom line, man, it's about love. And so I send you love. And again, namaste, y'all.